I'd like to welcome in a special way Zane and Allie, who are going to have their child, Bennett, baptized at Mass today, and all of their friends and family that have gathered with us. Make sure that we welcome them and thank them for being with us today. Some of you may know this, as I was praying this week at Mass, my Aunt Angeline Marantet passed away this past week, actually on New Year's Eve. Was my mother's sister. She was second oldest after my mother in the family, and someone I was very, very close to. We celebrated her funeral yesterday in Pancor, Ontario, where she lived and taught and lived out her life. So it was a great privilege to be there to celebrate the Mass and preach the homily at her funeral Mass. When I thought about my Aunt Angeline, and you'll see in a moment how I want to talk about her for a moment and then tie it in to the gospel today and the challenge that the Lord has for all of us. One of the things I said about my Aunt Angeline, she was a Catholic school teacher for over 40 years. Amazing impact she had on many people during the visitation on Friday and after the Mass on Saturday came up and said, your aunt, your mother, my mother was a Catholic school teacher as well, I've shared that before. You know, had a huge impact on my life. And over again, people shared that with me. And in particular, being her nephew and my cousins, her nephews and nieces, all really made every attempt to be there. So it was nice that the whole family, because we're all over the place, all over the country, really made an effort. It was an expression, of course, and how fondly we held in our hearts. And one of the things I said about my Aunt Angeline, and on my way home, I had a whole homily prepared for this weekend, and I chucked it out when I got home, and as I thought on the way home in the car, and the Lord kind of told me to talk about something else. So this is what the Lord told me to share, a little bit about my aunt and tie it in to the Feast of the Epiphany today. One of the things I said about my aunt, two things in particular actually, that she was a person who went way beyond the call of duty. She was exceptional. How she, and again, I brought back memories of my mom's funeral and death almost 40 years ago. People came up and said, your mother had a huge impact on me. Your aunt, Angeline, had a huge impact on my life and made my decision of my vocation because she was such an awesome teacher. Or again, my Aunt Angeline ran the choir in the village church for years and years and years. She was adored by her students. And many of them came back during the visitation or at the Mass, after the Mass, and shared what a huge impact she had had on their lives. The second reading for the funeral Mass was taken from Romans chapter 14. None of us lives for ourselves, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So, you know, as I share with you a little bit about my aunt, Angeline, I thought on the way home, I thought about all the events that had happened these last couple days and about her life, and I thought, you know, it just all of a sudden clicked in my mind as I was driving home about this Feast of Epiphany. You know, that Epiphany, we celebrate the revelation of Christ as God, as Savior of the world, not just to the Jewish nation, but to all the nations. And I thought about that with my aunt and so many people in my life. As I drove home, I was giving thanks to God for my Aunt Angeline, for my mom, for all the people in my life that have been witnesses of the faith to me. Because that's really what Epiphany is all about. Epiphany literally means the revelation of God. Sometimes in the Eastern Church, we call it the Great Theophany. Same meaning. Theos, phanos, revelation of God. And you know, we tend to think of those things as kind of highfalutin terms, big theological terms. But it simply means is the people in which God uses and the events of our lives that God uses to reveal himself to us. And my Aunt Angeline was one of those people. And you know, when we look at the story that's recorded, interestingly, only in St. Matthew's Gospel, these three magi, sometimes we call them wise men or three kings, you know, what we see in the Gospel today is that what we see throughout the Christmas season, and it is this, that all the players in the mystery of Christmas, in the mystery of the Incarnation, very rarely understand the complete picture. And they need others, whether it's an angel or the guidance of a star or whatever. I mean, think about the three magi. Probably took them months, maybe even years, to travel to the Holy Land. And they were driven to be part of a great mystery. Now, they didn't know and understand what all that mystery was about. They didn't understand its complete, you know, implications. But nonetheless, that took them great courage and great faith to say, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. And you know, I thought on the way home last night, I want us all to think about this today, is who have been the people in our lives? Maybe our parents, maybe our grandparents, maybe a teacher, maybe someone at work, I don't know, a mentor. Who are the people? Again, we can speak about the star that led the Magi to the Christ child. And we could speak about, of course, you know, some scientists think it was a comet. Some think it was an alignment, you know, it was something in astronomy. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. We will never probably know completely what was going on and what that was and how God used that star that is recorded in the gospel to lead the Magi. But I think we can speak about it on a deeper metaphorical and spiritual level. Who have been those people in our lives? Who have been the stars, that have guided us to Christ? You know, who are the people in our lives who have been, you know, have led us to a deeper appreciation of life, of its beauty, of its challenges, of things that are true and precious and worth giving our lives for? I know that I have many people like that in my life that I can easily speak of who were like those stars in my life, you know, who led me into a deeper relationship with Christ and led me into my vocation. Maybe you can identify some of those. I'm sure we all can think about at least one person. And that's what I think about today with the Magi being led by the star. I also think about this, and even more importantly, are we, you and I, becoming stars, leading others to Christ? I think ultimately that's the big question. You know, as Bennett is baptized today, you know, that would be part of the responsibility and the challenge of his parents and godparents and his family and all of us, in a sense, is to be the witnesses, to be the stars, so to speak, that lead him and, you know, all of us, for that matter, to Christ in a deeper level. Who has helped us? Leo Tolstoy, the great Russian author, writer, said, "Everyone thinks of changing humanity. Nobody thinks of changing himself." How true that is, eh? We look around us and we say, why isn't this different? How come these people are doing this? You know, all those things. Many of those things are way beyond our control, way beyond our scope. But the question really is, what can we do? What do we need to change? You know, we've all made, hopefully, New Year's resolutions recently, right? What are those resolutions? Is part of that resolution that I want to be a better witness to Christ in my life? I want to be one of those stars leading people, maybe my coworkers, maybe my family members, to a deeper relationship with Christ, maybe to Christ himself in the first place, for those that don't know him. What is it? Are we being those stars? Are we guiding by the way that we live? Just like my Aunt Angeline, as I thought about on the way home, and I still think about today, all the many ways in which through her love, through her devotion, through her all her activities in life, going way beyond the call of service, really loving us all, she was a star for me. Who are those stars in your life? And more importantly, are you being that star for others? God bless you all.